G'day guys and welcome to another episode of the Scouting Australia podcast powered by Australian Property Scout Buyers Agency. I'm your host Sammy Gordon and guys, today I've got a very special episode. It's a very first ever Shark Bites with Sammy Gordon. And what we're going to do guys, the whole idea behind this was I got the idea from, there's an app out there called Blinkers. It's a great app and essentially what it is it breaks down like a 300-400 page book and it breaks it down into the blinks and the most important points out of that book. I got the same idea out of that, wanting to break down into bite-sized pieces, hence shark bites, for the audience so you guys can pick apart this thing in the key criteria that we're hoping you pull out, the key ideas out of each episode, break it down into a nice little bite-sized piece so you can consume it nice and quickly. Because you guys were asking for more eps than one a week, so I decided to break it down like this. Now guys, I appreciate all of you that came in and voted on social media. We put up four titles of potentials for the name of this podcast, this new little segment. We had Shark Bites, we had Quick Bites, we had Quickie with Sam, and the Scouting Australia podcast recap. Now, overwhelmingly, Shark Bites took it out with 57% takedown, 78 votes in total for Shark Bites. Quickie with Sam came in at a close second at 44 votes. Well, not quite close, but it was a 32% share, and then Quick Bites came in at 9%. So guys, overwhelming response, wanting to take out the old Shark Bites ep. So here we go, guys. First ever Shark Bites with Sammy as a recap on this week's long form episode. Now, as you guys would know, I did the long episode this week with Big Lukey Tuchin. He's my right hand in the business at Australian Property Scout, and we dissected interest rates versus inflation. Now, to give you guys some bite-sized pieces of info around this, I'm going to jump into it right now. Bite number one, what are interest rates? So interest rates are essentially the rate that the banks will lend to the consumers at. So essentially you go get a mortgage at a 5% interest rate, that is the level of interest that you will pay on that loan. So say for every $100,000 that you are lent by the bank, it would be $5,000 in interest per year plus principal if that's what you've done. What is the cash rate? The cash rate is set by the RBA, which is the Reserve Bank of Australia. That is the rate at which the RBA lends money to the banks. So when that goes through a rapid increase or it goes through increases, that is typically where your bank, who is lending you the money, will then also pass those increases on to you. Really, the interest rates are there. It is a blunt instrument used by the government to either try and ease monetary spending and actually people out there and spending more money in the economy, or they're trying to enable it. So in an average economy or one that's struggling, the RBA will reduce the cash rate so that the banks also pass on those cash rate reductions so that people feel wealthier and they get out there and they spend more money out there in the economy. In times like now where inflation is quite high, the economy is kind of running away a little bit on a bit of a run, this is where the RBA are increasing the interest rates to try and stop that additional discretionary spending. In a way, they're trying to be blunt, stall the economy a bit because they're trying to stop people getting out there and spending money to really try and curb that inflationary line, try and bring that back down. And this is the only blunt method that they have available to them. So they're in time, when times are tough, they bring them down so you spend more. When times are good and they're getting too good, they increase those rates to slow down and to stop people with excessive discretionary spending. Now, on a flip side, bite number two, what is inflation? And where does the interest rates versus inflation battle sort of come in? What inflation really is, it's the rate of growth for goods out there in the economy. So that comes down to your petrol, your build prices, your milk, your bread, even your cars, everything. Pretty much inflation is the cost of everyday goods. Now, really what inflation as well really is dictated by as well is obviously house prices, and if they're stripping out, like we've had a couple of years of exceptional house price growth, building has been going crazy as well, material shortages and whatnot have really pushed up pricing and all that. That has really driven a big amount of inflation and the inflation rate going well above where the RBA typically wants it. To give a position on that, the RBA typically wants the inflation band to sit between about a 2 to 3% range. They want it to sit in that every year. That essentially is so that over time, if the dollar, it's essentially the dollar being devalued, right? So inflation's going up by 2 to 3%, your cost of goods, you're getting exactly the same goods, but it costs you an extra 2 to 3% per year, or that's where they want it to sit to still buy those goods. Effectively, it's a way for the government and for people who own assets for their debt to be devalued at the same time that they're increasing, hence the wealth gap and where that is created. Inflation has a huge part to do with that. That in turn also, for bite number three, is why holding cash doesn't make sense. Cash over the long term, literally every single year, the whole point of inflation is to make cash worth less and less. So literally it devalues every single year and the cost of everything goes up every single year. So the idea of holding cash, or if you're very early in your journey and you've got your own home and you're holding a lot of equity in your own home, you'd be better off pulling out that equity and putting it to work, because the value of that, even though your debt is going down in value as well, the value of your equity is going down too. So what you really are wanting to do is pull that out and put it to work and leverage it across the board. So again, that debt can go down while the value increases. So inflation is a good thing. We want inflation out there in the market if you're an asset owner. Bite number four, why are they using interest rates to curb inflation? And that is really the crux of this episode. Really, it is to stop discretionary spending. So it's like the example I gave right at the start. What are the interest rates there for? And like, what's the whole point of it? It is to stop economic spending, and it's to stop discretionary spending. It's essentially, in terms of economic spending, it's to try and stall the economy, right? So they're trying to stop that rate of growth and that inflationary rate of growth, which is going too high and too fast, because again, that's where that huge wealth gap comes from. People who don't own it are going to be left massively in the lurch. What they need to do is they need to keep it within a nice, comfortable target band, hence the 2 to 3%. If they keep it at that, it grows, everyone's happy. It's just that long-term growth rate that the government and everyone is comfortable with. The reason now the interest rates have gone on such a run, we're literally up about 4% in a little over 12 months. There's been some ridiculous number of the 0.25s. I think there's 0.5% increases. It's literally been on a run nonstop since last year. It is to stop that discretionary spending. It's to make people feel poor. They don't have the money. They won't go out there and spend it. And if people are not going out there and spending, it will pull back that inflationary level, bring it back to target, and allow the economy to do what it should be doing on that end. How long is it going to stay at this as well? Like, how long are they going to have interest rates super high to try and curb inflation? Literally until inflation is properly curbed. So as of today, of me recording this, I think it's the 31st of March, inflationary figures came out as a monthly thing from the last month or two. We're back down in the sixes, which is great. They're going to, great from where it was. They're going to want to try and get that as a minimum back down as the target band. If anything, they might even try and get it a little bit lower to make sure it's fully under control. Then I think they're going to start cutting interest rates again to then re-stimulate the economy, kind of reboot it. My analogy for this in the long episode was a truck that's speeding is going way too fast. You're throwing on the handbrakes, you're throwing on the brakes, you're throwing everything you can on, trying to stop this thing. It's skidding down the road, which is it trying to pull in inflation. When it is almost at a stop, in other words, under the inflationary target figure of 2 to 3%, when it gets to that point, that is when they are undoubtedly going to start easing off the pressure of interest rates. They're going to clip them back a bit and then try and keep the economy going on that front. In terms of my idea, it's going to be some point next year they start clipping them back, and I think they'll do a nice little run to kind of help balance everything out. They've literally risen them as far as they have to try and slow down and stall the economy quickly. It also directly affects affordability. Bite number five, it directly affects affordability purely because it's like that balancing act, right? When the interest rates go up, people's spending goes down. It affects affordability and what people can spend on different things as well. Just like the other way around, when it gets cut and it's really heading down and interest rates are going down, people's affordability and their ability for discretionary spending goes up. Bite number six, it's important to view this small window of high interest rates and high inflation. It's a small window in a long-term play. Interest rates are up to pull things back to a normal level. They will come back. Okay, so it's a small window it's a small window in a long-term play. Okay, it won't stay like this forever. And over the long term anyway, inflation is your friend over the long term, because it is going to keep pushing up the value of your assets and is going to keep dropping back the value of your debt on a consistent, working against each other basis over the long term. Where is the opportunity in the market right now? Or what opportunity does this create? There's two sides of this. There's the opportunity cost, really, of sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing. If you do that, you're going to sit there with the masses, sitting on your hands. Oh, I'm going to wait until next year when things start getting cut back. And instead of buying something now that's $2,000, $3,000 a year negative because interest rates have gone so high and gone so hard, I'm going to sit on my hands so I can buy something and I'm $500 a year positive. Great. You probably also will miss out on maybe making a margin because you're buying into a less heated market. So let's say you made 25 grand on the way into a deal for a $350,000 property. Let's say that property also performed exceptionally well and did 10% growth in the next 10 years. There's $60,000 there, your $25,000 discount. Let's say your $35,000 worth of growth, which is 10% on a 350. There's $60,000 just there you left on the table because you didn't want to buy something. It was $2,000 or $3,000 a year negative. I see this as a very small-minded view, and it was a big mistake that a lot of people, a lot of novices have made. My advice and where I think the opportunity is here is don't fall into that category. Take advantage now. If you've got the ability to do it now, take advantage now. And I really strongly believe you're going to be thanking yourself in 12, 18 months time when everyone comes piling back into the market and give your area another big kick. The other opportunity out there right now is the affordable locations that are actually benefiting from higher interest rates, people getting out of expensive areas and going and piling into more affordable areas, which is also putting a big pressure and a big stress on rental demand at the moment for a lot of those locations. And a lot of investors are targeting affordable locations because they can't make yield stack anywhere else and still get money, still be able to borrow money from the banks. So super important to note, if you're targeting affordable areas with good yields and all the other good strong drivers, I think you can get a really, really good result, especially now and in the next 12, 24 months when those other people start to flood back in. Because a really important thing to note is if you can buck the trend like we did in the past 12 months, a lot of our areas saw 20, 30% plus growth in the last 12 months where most of the country was sliding back. How do you think those markets are going to perform when interest rates get cut again and we come back 1.5% in a 12-month window? They trim them back and they trim back that far. If our markets, even just like that example before on a 350K property, goes up 10% right now when interest rates are at their highest they've been in a long time, in probably over a decade, how do you think that market's going to perform when those interest rates get chopped back, people get confidence, they jump back in? Don't be an uneducated sheep investor and follow the herd and sit the sidelines now. If you can invest, jump in, benefit from that right now and take advantage of the sheep jumping in and giving you another run on the back end of that. I hope that was helpful, guys. That's my top, wherever I was at, 6, 7 bloody bites, whatever it was. I hope you took value out of that, guys. Short, quick episode. Guys, I hope you enjoyed it. Please send through some responses. Give me some feedback. Did you like it? Was it too long? Was it too short? Did you just not like it or did you enjoy it? If you did, any feedback at all, guys, please feel free to send it in. As always, you can reach out to us at www.australianpropertyscout.com.au. We're at all the social handles at Australian Property Scout, Instagram, Facebook, all the rest of it. Testimonials, as always, guys, if you took some value, please leave us one of 5-star reviews. Very much appreciated. If you think someone would take value out of this nice short little ep with the nice little shark bite bullet points, then please send it on to anyone else you think might take some value out of this as well. Otherwise, guys, great to have you listening in. Really appreciate it as always. We're going to be back on Monday with the big silver dog himself, Jimmy Ibrahim. Otherwise, guys, thanks again for tuning in. And until next week, Bull Shark signing off. Cheers, guys.